Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Rewrite all the rules.
That's what I'll be doing every single night.
Which is why...
No!
I have to steal it.
What are you talking about, Willis?
This is Prime Time with Isaac and Sue.
It's going to work. It's passable, okay? This isn't terrible.
The best in local, regional, and national sports.
With no hidden agenda.
Prime Time with Isaac and Sue on 1080 The Fan.
Hey, what it do?
Ahoy!
Hello. What's up?
Oh, you know. Waiting for our major announcement.
We don't have one.
Yeah.
Again.
We'll see about that.
There was one on the station this morning, though.
There was.
The lineup is set, guys.
Major news.
Did you guys catch it all?
Yeah. Well, I mean, not live. I'm not going to lie. I was not waking up at 7 to listen to the announcement because I already knew the announcement. But like, much like our mental poll question where we log on in our head, in my heart and in my mind, I was tuned in at 7 to hear the major announcement.
I didn't hear it either.
Yeah.
I mean, but I assume they made it.
Yeah. Well, I saw the tweets. And let's just say that there's a lot of Razzleberry Frogurt and scones being thrown about right now and a lot of praise. And I had to tap the brakes on that.
Praise for who?
Well, Dusty and Will. Well, if you didn't see the announcement, finally the sausage fest that is 10 to the Fan has been broken up. And it's about damn time. Let me say that first and foremost.
Agreed.
Yeah. But the new gal on the station that's clearly going to dominate us all, she's doing the I'm working with great men. Really? Great men? That's what we're calling Will
and
Dusty?
Well, she kind of has to say that.
And that's what I'm saying. You know, great man. And I just said, hey, let's tap the brakes. I understand that there's a lot of praise being thrown out. It's like the first day of spring training. Even the Pirates are going to be like, oh, I love our team. Everyone but the Mariners, they rip theirs to shreds. Everyone else has to say they love their team. But I was like, look, let's just keep the expectations of great men nice and low. Let's not go over the top here. She's going to be the better part of that show in leaps and bounds. So I don't want Dusty to get a big head. I've worked for 12 plus years to keep him, you know, right where I want him and keep the ego kind of beaten down. Let's not start uplifting him.
Just claiming to be Dusty's puppet master.
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, I've
been trying to uplift Mike while keeping Dusty down. It's a yin and yang thing, right? I can't be overly positive or negative. I like to keep a nice balance.
If you had me come up with one adjective to describe Dusty and or Will.
Yeah.
Great would not be in the top 7.
Exactly.
Or eight.
I mean, great men.
Yeah.
That's when I think of great men, I mean, you're talking, that's a very high bar to set. Believe me, no one on this show is getting the great men, including myself. And I sure as hell am not going to give it out to Dusty or Will.
Let's announce what happened.
Please.
Because, you know, maybe some people didn't catch it.
Yeah.
So yesterday, Dirt and Sprague said they're moving to mornings. They're just taking over. It's a hostile takeover of the morning show.
Pretty much. Dusty, or not Dusty, but Dirt and Sprague have pretty much just kind of bulldozed their way through this station, which, like, every time slot but ours. So clearly, they're coming for us next.
They have had every time slot, haven't they?
They've just kind of pushed their way right through.
Because Colin's old time slot, I think they had that too.
I believe so. I think this is the only time slot.
I think they had 10 to noon.
Mm.
Well, I think they were 7 to 10,
mid-morning.
10 to noon, noon to 3.
Yeah, there's only 4 day parts,
yeah,
and they've had 3 of them.
And they had nighttime.
Yeah, that's right.
So really, look, they've had everything but us. So, you know, hey, we're on notice.
Well, they're moving beginning Monday.
Yes.
So they're going to do the morning show. And then this morning, it was announced live on the air, at least we're assuming that it was, that Dusty Hera will be moving to middays to do a show with what I believe to be the first ever full-time sports talk show host of the female variety in Portland, but I'm not sure.
Yeah, the fabulous Sports Babe at one point was broadcast here, but she was not from Portland.
Yeah, she was syndicated.
And then, I grew up listening to the fabulous Sports Babe.
She was from Seattle, right? I think she came out of Seattle.
This was in Anchorage. I never knew where she was broadcasting from.
I may be way off on that.
I can do a quick little look.
Did Runnin' Ann Schatz ever have her own show? Do you know that?
I don't.
Because I feel like she has done a lot of radio, but I don't know if she ever had her own show. So I'm just going to go ahead and go with this, that the fan is breaking ground here.
Sure. And look, don't check us, all right?
Just trust us.
Predates the internet. So just accept that this is what it is, and we move on.
And it's going to be AJ McCord from Coin 6 Sports.
Now, I do not know her. She seems like a lovely individual, and I'm sure she will do wonderful in, again, standard fame and fortune contract.
So there's a new fan personality, and it's a female.
Yeah. Plus, now that we're partners with Coin, I guess, this is all some sort of, I read in the release there's some sort of partnership going on.
Wait, there's a release?
Yeah, there was some sort of release. This is some sort of partnership between us and Coin. So when am I reading the news?
Do we still have a marketing department?
I think that's Will.
Oh.
Do we still have a lot of departments?
Will is the department.
I believe so, yes.
Will is going to be their producer, too, so he'll be on that show.
By the way, the fabulous Sports Babe out of Tampa Bay.
She was in Tampa?
She was Tampa.
Why did I think she was from Seattle?
I don't know.
That's weird.
Oh, nope. Yeah, you were correct. So she started in Tampa, but she was the weekly afternoon sports show on KJR.
Yeah, she was KJR.
Before going to ESPN. So started,
and then she was syndicated from ESPN.
Yes.
Right?
So Tampa to Seattle, and then joined ESPN.
The fabulous Sports Babe.
Yep. Man. That was my first that was my first sports radio.
She was great.
That I listened to. My dad loved it.
She was great.
Yeah.
Driving
around in our 76 Suburban across the Great White North, we had the fabulous Sports Babe.
I wonder whatever happened to her.
Well, I've got the Wikipedia up. I can
do a little digging on that.
Her syndicated show ended in 2001.
Yeah, it's been a while, huh?
It has been a while.
Then she probably went back to local radio. Or maybe she just bailed.
2007, she was doing some college football stuff. She covered the BCS National Championship game. I'm looking here.
That's generic. Covered for who?
That? Raleigh, North Carolina. Yeah.
Also generic. That's just a city.
Well, the WRBZ in Raleigh, North Carolina.
Oh, a station?
Station. It doesn't look like she's...
We're going to hire the fabulous Sports Babe to go cover the Oregon-Ohio State game.
It kind of sounds like that's what they did. She just did some freelance stuff. 2018 National Radio Hall of Fame.
Yeah, she should be. She was a pioneer, man.
But it does not look like she's doing anything on the on the regular right now.
All right.
Okay.
Well, she's kind of old.
Yeah, I mean,
at this point,
she's been around
she's probably got some good money from doing that, too.
Oh, I assume so.
That's back when radio paid money.
Again, not
real U.S.
Yeah, let's.
Now we're on trade deals and I know
it's like ham partnerships. Coupons. I'm living off Papa John's coupes that I've had for 8 years. They say they're expired, but if you press enough, they let you slide.
The real upset here.
72, by the way.
She's 72 years.
72 years of age. Wow. So yeah, not.
You think she's in Seattle? Think she's listening to us?
It does not say, at least according to the Wikipedia, it does not say where she's living now or anything.
She probably hates people coming at her about being the Sports Babe.
You think?
I don't even know what her real name is.
I bet she loves it.
You think so?
Yeah.
70, I don't know.
72?
See, I bet she doesn't. I bet if she truly loved it, we would hear about her and from her, right? Like it's like the Chris Berman. Like they just can't go away.
Look, if I saw the fabulous Sports Babe, I certainly would go up. I would try to see if I could find out what her real name is.
But I don't know that I would recognize her. I recognize her from the 80s, the 80s, the late 90s.
But if I was at something and someone was like, hey, that's the fabulous Sports Babe, I would absolutely go up and say that I loved listening to you as a kid.
Well, yeah, but that doesn't mean she likes that.
Oh, she's in Florida now.
She's in Florida.
She's in Florida.
Oh, yeah.
She's just
retired.
I guarantee she's chain smoking and having a pina colada somewhere on a beach in Florida. She's living the dream.
She's doing fine.
She's in St. Pete.
So the new fabulous Sports Babe is coming on The Fan.
Yes.
And they begin on Monday. Dusty, AJ, and Will. I don't know what the show is going to be called, but they're going to do middays. I think Dusty used to be on midday. Dusty got his start on middays, didn't he?
Yeah, I think he did.
Dusty and Wilcox.
Yep.
Right?
I believe they were.
Yeah?
No.
Who was it?
It was Dusty and Cam in the afternoon, and then they moved him to the morning.
Was Dusty ever with Wilcox?
No.
That was Travis.
That was the Rampage. Yes.
And they took over after Travis and Wilcox.
Correct.
Right?
And by the way, someone is correct in the, look, the underlying current.
How come
here,
I don't have internet and you do? What's going on over
there? I'm more important than you are. The
they got AJ McCord's computer fired already.
You're damn right. See, I'm just here with her. The ensuing sexual harassment case that comes out of this addition to the 1080 lineup will undoubtedly test the demise of Big Sook and Rop. And that is, you know, look, we've had the Deadpool going here on how this show ends. And look, this could be the start of it.
Well, if you had to take odds on who would be named, like who is the culp, the perp, the culprit in the new 1080 The Fan sexual harassment suit?
Yeah.
I don't think you or I are on the top of that list.
No.
I think that we're just the old guys now. Like we
won't have any.
We're savvy enough that we keep our hands to ourselves.
We won't have any interaction with them. Now we sexually harass
each
other.
But we do cross paths with them.
Yeah, but most of my harassment goes towards. I've been sexually harassing him for like a decade. So
Dusty.
Dusty. Yeah. So I don't have time to take on any new clients.
Dusty. Dusty has been sexually harassed a lot here.
Yes.
Now, I think that I'm just going to go. Okay, I'm going to throw a name out. And this is not to disparage this person.
But you're probably going to. So, okay.
Well, it will sound bad because. But look, I'm just going based off proximity here.
Sure.
So she's going to be working with Will and Dusty daily.
Yes.
She will cross paths with us on the brief. But we consider them and her our new sports ally.
Yes.
I mean, that is our new sports ally right there.
Yes.
Okay. Dirt and Sprague, our old sports allies, are going to the mornings.
Yeah.
They're like, so now we have multiple sports allies.
They're like the UK now. We're uniting with them.
But what was I saying? Oh, my money would probably be on Will.
Yeah?
It would probably be Swigard, but Swigard's never going to see him because he's now moving to the mornings.
Yeah, and he'll be gone. Well, that's not true because Swag doesn't, he just like loiters around here. So
he does hang around. That's true.
There's a chance.
Yeah.
I can see Will saying something that he doesn't necessarily mean to be highly inappropriate.
Exactly.
But,
exactly.
Oh, will it be?
Yeah. And Dusty, I think, you know, he's got the wrath of the Russian at home. She keeps him in line.
He's got to mind his P's and Q's.
Look
at Dusty. Dusty gets harassed. He doesn't harass anybody.
That's right.
Come on.
So, what's the name of the show? Does anybody have the...
AJ and Dusty.
Wow. Clever.
It's almost like Primetime with Isaac and Sook.
Yeah.
Do they
at least we've got this Primetime
thing.
We
do have that Primetime thing. Although that wasn't anyone's... Like, they just refused to drop that. It's been like 9 incarnations of that. They're just like, eh, it's Primetime.
Do you... Whenever you hear Primetime elsewhere, do you go, hey...
What?
That's us.
No, it's a Deion Sanders thing.
Well, no, I mean, I heard of a podcast or something the other day called Primetime, and I was like, hey, man, you can call me.
Yeah, I mean, I suppose you would think that after all these years, it would
be... You guys were the first ones to ever use the term primetime in a sports show.
It's never
been
happened.
Well, yeah, because we've been on since the Fabulous Sports Babe.
Yes.
We've just been here long times.
And that's the thing is that in this business, you're not really good. You're just there a long time for whatever reason, and then someone's like, well, I guess those guys must be decent. And you're like, hey...
Yeah, well, hey, listen, I for one think it's great that 1080 The Fan now has a female sports voice.
I agree.
AJ McCord is great. I I've met her once or twice, but I know her mainly through the social media and through Coin, and I think she does a great job. And I feel like she has a real opportunity here to own it. And I think she's the right personality to do that. So I wouldn't just say this. I would probably just gloss over it if I didn't think it was a good move. This is cool. I'm interested to hear, you know, what she does and how they work out. And I think that will be a great lead into our show.
I agree. Now, I don't know anything about her other, again, kind of what you just
said.
My
wife thinks she's cute.
Oh, well, there you go.
I was telling my wife about everything last night. And so, of course,
she
goes to the Google. She goes, oh, she's cute.
I would like to point out that is not Rob saying she's cute. That's Nurse Nice saying she's cute.
Who had Nurse Nice in the sexual harassment suit?
I know.
Right off the
it's
top.
Always the last person that you suspect. Now, selfishly, I'm going to use this to get on Coin6. I want to read the news just once. I want Jeff Gianola to be out and then be like, oh, crap, what do we do?
They're not
going to
let you do that.
And there I go rolling. I don't want to read the sports.
They'll let you do sports.
No. I want to read the news.
I bet you can get on and do sports. They are not giving you Jeff Giannola's chair.
What? I can't do one segment of weekend overnight news?
Dude, you're a joke. You belong. You're the Brick Tamblin.
I just want once. Look at Lynch. Lynch is like, whoa. Shots fired.
That was a very big shot
fired.
Well,
yeah, come on. You're not Jeff Giannola.
I'm not saying.
Your face isn't on the Max train.
I'm not saying I am Jeff Giannola, but I can't use this some sort of leverage to parlay one stinking segment of reading the news just once.
I would love to watch that, though.
It'd be great. Just roll in
there.
Would
you chin drop?
Oh, absolutely. Jason Sukanik.
Would you be able to keep up with the teleprompter?
I can read.
Well, but I mean, we've also got these things.
What Jesus. Is the freaking Texans doing?
Oh, you would have.
Days.
Yeah.
Well,
that would
look,
be the.
We're freestyling here for four
the
hours.
The era has become.
Believe it or not, I can read. I did graduate, by the way, from a better university than you did, Mike
uh-oh.
Lynch.
Uh-oh.
Hey-oh.
Is that true?
Uh-oh.
Is that true?
Yeah. Well, we've done this before.
Did we?
We've done the rankings. Thank you very much.
Well, you've now offended him. Well, don't.
I like how that offended him because we've got drops and
me
calling
him
a
joke.
And he's like, whatever.
He
you're probably right.
Well, Jason, good
I
luck.
Had ammo to back up my thing and you just called him a joke.
Good luck with that. Well, you are. I mean, come on. Argue with that.
Hey, look, I understand.
Give me a break. They're not putting you on. That's a prime seat.
Well, that's why I'm saying.
There
like,
was Joe Donlin,
like a week.
And he left. And now there's Jeff Giannola. There's Laurel Porter. There's Wayne Garcia. Like, there are main people. There's, there are main people.
There are main people.
You know.
What happens, like, when there's, like, storm coverage and we need, like, round the clock, you need, like, that 3 a.m. slot? Huh? How about I slide? I did AM.
Well, they'll give you that.
I've done AM Northwest multiple times.
Again.
I was fired.
No offense to AM Northwest, but it is not prime news with Jeff Giannola. Well, he's one of the main men in town.
We'll see about that. We'll see what happens.
There's a lot of people that want that chair.
There is a lot of people.
And there's a lot of people that would shove you over.
You're not
to get a crack at that.
Look, no one's shoving me.
Ken Boddy's coming at you.
Bottom line is, if there's a battle royale for news in this town, I'm winning. I'll go ahead and do the fight. Let's do it. No holds barred. Who's taking me out? It's not happening. Maybe the space laser over there, but he's got George Soros coming at me. Outside of that, I feel very confident that we have some sort of like a physical decathlon here. Whoa. I'm hosting that show.
All right, guys. New fan lineup starts Monday. Very exciting. Dirt and Sprague, 6 to 9. Colin Cowherd stays the same. Noon to 3, AJ and Dusty. And then 3 to 7, us.
Yeah. And see, we even got the tagline, Souk at 6, the news you need, but not necessarily how you'd like to hear it. It just writes itself.
I mean, a little too wordy for a tagline, but I do appreciate where it's going.
The tagline right there. Look, we'll give you the news. It may take a while to get there, and you may be offended by it, but we'll get you your news coverage.
Well, we have big Tiger Woods news today. How about that?
Boy, I can't be surprised because humanity sucks, especially just media. But I was really, really disappointed in the coverage of that today.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh.
I mean, my God.
I can't wait to hear it I didn't see much coverage.
Do we make fun of Kobe Bryant? I mean, jeebus.
Are people making fun of Tiger
Woods? Yeah, like now people are like having
really?
To walk. People are now walking it back like,
wait, who are people?
Oh, like major.
Give me a list.
The Barstool guys, that was the first time I've seen the Barstool guys actually have to take something down and be like, yeah, that's.
Ooh, what'd they say?
That's not
well,
fair.
Hey, just put a pin in it. We'll talk about it. Hey, Tiger Woods is in a one car accident out in L.A. He is going to live.
Yeah.
Info's still trickling in, but it looks like he's got some major leg damage.
Yeah, the photos of it were scary as hell.
Very scary.
Yeah. Life. What are they? Jaws of life.
Jaws of life.
To get him out.
No.
Pry him out of there.
That is not. That has been debunked.
That is true.
Oh, really?
They use double jaws of life.
I saw a lower third recently on a news channel that said jaws of life not used.
Well, look,
to get Tiger.
Did
out.
You see the video? The
there's
not
a
the
lot
vid.
Of misinformation going on around this.
Did you see the pictures?
I did.
It's pretty nasty.
Yeah.
And he went a long way.
Exactly. Where they started versus where he started and where he ended. It's
all
spooky.
Right. So we'll start there next on The Fan.
Primetime with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
All right, coming up, Sports Illustrated wrote about some of the stuff Damian Lillard is doing, and some of it we have never seen before. We shall discuss, because that's what we do here.
Is this the boxing thing?
What do you mean?
Oh, there was an article.
Is he a boxer?
Yeah, there was an article.
CJ was the boxer.
No, Dame's a big boxing guy.
Well, is he a boxer or a big boxing guy?
No, he trains
he comments on boxing from time to time.
He's a huge boxing fan, but in the offseason, he trains as a boxer.
Oh.
But no, he is not a boxer.
God.
There was an article.
He's a rapper. He's a boxer.
There was an article, I don't know, a day or two ago. I don't remember if it was an SI or not, that was about that. It was about him being a fight fan. And my favorite part about it was in there, Damian Lillard goes, I am not a boxer. He goes, you don't play boxing.
Right.
This whole new trend is,
yeah,
you know, it's like you go and you do jiu-jitsu, or you take a boxing class, or you hire a boxing trainer, Stephen A. Smith, and then suddenly you're a fighter.
It's like Logan Paul.
Yes. And the best part about that, and this is why I have.
Or is it Paul Logan?
Well, there's Logan Paul and there's.
It's the Paul brothers.
The Paul brothers.
What's the other one's name?
Logan and Jake.
Jake Paul.
Jake Paul. And they both do this. The best part of that whole article was Lillard saying, he goes, you can't play around for 6 months and then think that you're going to go in and fight. And
Lillard gets it.
Yes, he does, which is why that he's got a tremendous amount of respect for boxing. But you just see it now where, like, there's so many of these gyms. I go to one and, like, I roll around once or twice a week. And then I'm not a cage fighter. I mean, jeebus. It's like you watch a sport, you go to your local gym, and you like hit the mitts, and you're like, I'll kick anyone's ass. I'm a boxer. And it's ridiculous. And I loved that Lillard was like, I'm passionate about it. I train. I take it seriously. But he's like, I'm not fighting anybody.
You know, the new thing, it's funny you mentioned that. We do have the latest on Tiger Woods, and there is some new news coming out on him. So we'll get to that here in a smidge. And our poll question, which pertains to the NFL. So suddenly a lot to get to. But you bring up something interesting about the Paul brothers.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of young people that think that they are great fighters.
Yes.
And it's kind of the equivalent of, it's like the sports equivalent of us when we were kids thinking the Globetrotters would win the NBA title.
Amen to that.
You know?
Except the Globetrotters are way, way better than these two jackasses.
Well, that's true. But
it's a great analogy.
They're not beating the Lakers, dude.
No.
Are there other things in sports that are that today?
No, I don't think that there is anything for whatever reason. I just think the rise of MMA classes in jiu-jitsu and boxing has become a very trendy thing.
Well, what about this idea that really awesome college football teams will beat the worst NFL teams?
I don't think that's been around for a while, but most people like, and that's, I just don't think there's another sport that gets disrespected. Like, let's just say combat sports, whether you want to say like wrestling, Olympic or collegiate, MMA, kickboxing, you know, Muay Thai, whatever. There is no greater thing that gets a disrespect than that. It's the Nate Robinsons of the world that, again, like, oh, I've been training for 6 whole months. You've been training. There's no other sport where you would train for 6 months and then step in the ring with a professional. But for whatever reason with this, we feel like we've seen it on TV enough and I've rolled around a little bit, therefore I'm John Wick.
Yeah, but you know what it is? Like, we know who Nate Robinson and I guess many of us know who Logan Paul is, you know?
Yeah.
Whereas the best fighters in the world outside of Floyd Mayweather, nobody knows who they are.
No.
Like, we'd rather watch celebrities that we know train to fight before watching some of the best no-name fighters in the world.
And that's kind of sad.
It is sad.
Yeah.
But we would.
Because if you've ever...
Because give me who's the best fighter outside of Floyd Mayweather right now?
Connor?
Oh,
no. Like, are you talking boxing or MMA?
Either one.
Well,
who's at the height of those sports right now?
Well, in MMA, it's Khabib is the... Well, he's kind of retired right now, but you've got Usman, and like they're kind of the king of the...
Okay, I don't know
the
who
king
they are.
Of the MMA guys right
what
now.
What about boxing?
Canelo Alvarez is really high. Terrence Crawford.
What I mean?
Wilder, Tyson Fury in the heavyweight division.
Yeah.
So yeah, there's not a ton. Canelo Alvarez is probably the biggest name going in boxing right now, and is widely considered probably to be the best pound for pound, but you're right in that
Logan Paul's a bigger draw.
Floyd Mayweather is the biggest name in boxing, and Floyd doesn't do anything. He's retired.
All right, latest on Tiger Woods. Single vehicle rollover accident. He was out in LA for his the Genesis Invitational Golf Tournament. He wasn't playing, but he hosts it, so he has to give the trophy to Max Homa and all this. And they had him on the broadcast on Sunday and everything. So he was taken to Harbor UCLA Medical Center. He was treated for injuries. Reports are he was in surgery for leg injuries. He is not going to die.
No.
So let's get that out of the way.
Yes.
They also say the latest, very, very latest, is that he was conscious and there was no evidence of impairment as emergency personnel responded to the scene. This was in Rancho Palos Verdes, California.
And there's a ton of conflicting reports. Some were saying jaws of life. Now people are saying no jaws of life. Some people were saying that he was
and
able
what
to,
does that mean? That means they had to
cut him out of the car.
Pry him out of there?
Yeah.
Well, I guess they took him out through the windshield.
Yeah, when the thing's all mangled like that, you can't just open the car door. And because he rolled multiple times. And you can see where he started to roll, and it's a great distance. It was a bad wreck.
Well, he crossed a median.
Mm-hmm.
And
went into kind of the
went
hillside.
Into sort of a ditchy type thing. But
they said that this area is known for a ton of accidents. They said it's a windy road and it's a very steep downhill grade. And so this is a pretty common. They just said this is an area where accidents are frequent.
They did say speed was a factor.
Yes,
in it.
But he was
apparently running late.
Oh, he had to catch a flight or something.
No, he was going to go do a golf event and some sort of photo shoot with Drew Brees and Justin Herbert.
Badass.
And he was late, so he was going quickly.
Dude, that guy. He was golfing yesterday with Dwayne Wade. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you saw that. He was with Jada Pinkett, whatever her name is. Jada Pinkett Smith.
You are correct.
Still he was out there with her.
Still married to Will Smith for some reason. But
and I thought he couldn't golf, but I guess he was golfing because he just had back surgery again. But
well, yeah, back surgery, though, like in December or something, or maybe even before.
Well, I think
that.
They said it was like he's only about a month removed from his fifth back surgery, but he was saying on TV on Sunday when they were interviewing him, he's like, yeah, I'm just doing a little putting and this and that. Yeah. But apparently he was out. Maybe he was just walking along or well, I don't know what he was doing, but he was with Dwayne Wade yesterday.
Yeah.
And yeah, so.
But
you go. That's
today,
the latest.
I heard from, I was just kind of scrolling through because everyone was covering this. I mean, it was
it was kind of scary because
it was the breaking story of all breaking stories.
His
today.
Agent came out initially, and that's one source you probably can trust, right?
Yeah.
And his agent came out and said, hey, leave us alone. But he has some serious leg injuries and he's in surgery.
I'm saying like this is why I said the coverage of it. I mean, you got a guy, and again, what? Looks like he's going to be okay, right? Just some broken legs.
Jesus, dude.
Just some broken legs.
He's not dead.
I'm not dead
when
yet.
When you look at that crash, right? They had drones flying over that thing. And I saw like news networks that had people on there that were speculating because there was no tire marks that he didn't hit the brakes. They kept bringing up the past drug, you know, the DUI thing. They a lot of Elon jokes were flying around. I was like, my God.
From who though?
How about we wait and find out what exactly happened to the guy? Because last time I checked, this is a fairly serious thing. And then also really we're like the guy is in surgery and we're like, well, what does this do to his golf legacy? And he's a human being. I it was a bit much for me today.
What did the Barstool guy say?
Said something he was calling a hoax. He deleted them, but he was saying like Tiger Woods hoaxes. He was saying that there was more to the story and, it was something about the LA County Sheriff. I didn't get to see him because they were deleted, but people were talking about him. Something about saying that this was BS, that there was more to this and they were covering it up.
And he
came out and it was the KFC guy, though, the 60-second minute man, yeah. Whatever that guy's name is.
Why would he say that though?
I don't know.
What?
But there
That's
were
weird.
There were a lot of like actual news networks that had people on there wildly speculating.
Like, well, that's what we do now.
Wildly speculating when they knew absolutely nothing about tire marks and all this other stuff.
Well, that
and,
car is pretty banged up. They're doing the drone footage of impounding the car right now.
Yeah,
or maybe they're taking it over to investigate it. I don't know. But anyway, that's the latest. We'll carry this over a few more things here, and then we'll get to our poll question when we get back. Though first, Mike with SportsCenter.
Primetime with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
All right, 3:38 here on The Fan.
Hey, breaking news.
Yeah.
By the skin of his teeth, Damian Lillard in the All-Star game.
He made it.
He made it.
I thought they were announcing that at 4.
I think it might. It probably just leaked. Mm. Shams has it.
So Shams.
Shams has it. You got Chris Paul, Paul George, Lillard, Donovan Mitchell, Rudy Gobert, Zion, Anthony Davis. Notable snub, probably a Booker. If you watched last night, he's really good. He's kind of got the Lillard thing going on earlier in the career. It's just kind of a crowded West, and he's trying to break through. But if Anthony Davis can't go, and he won't, they'll get a replacement, so maybe he gets in. And in the East, you got Harden, Julius Randle. That's kind of a cool story. Tatum, Jaylen Brown, Zach LaVine, Ben Simmons, and Vujicic.
Yeah, all right. So Tiger Woods is what we're discussing here. And he has been in a car accident. And, of course, on the news, nobody knows anything, but yet they talk about it.
Yeah, for like 9 hours.
All day. Yeah, I hate this part of the news cycle where we get the initial report. And then nobody knows anything, but we stick with it until we find something. Like, there, it's been, you know, 5-6 hours of coverage now.
Yeah, pretty much.
And there's really nothing new.
The weird part is I was on the treadmill when this happened, and so was kind of flipping around, and ESPN and like Fox Sports weren't on it. It was not the main thing there, but like CNN and Fox News and all that, they were the ones. They were all over it. It was more of a normal news story than it was ESPN. And then I was reading, like, kind of flipping through Twitter, and people were like, "Does anyone think it's weird that like ESPN isn't the one like with round the clock coverage on this?"
Well, but don't you think that's okay because there wasn't any information?
Exactly, which is why I said, you know, kudos to that. I just thought, again, it's in a situation like that where you've got something seriously dangerous there and you don't know his condition, because at the time it was serious to critical injuries, right, that was being thrown out there. Now we're hearing that that's maybe not true, that it was just non-life-threatening injuries. But we're a real ambulance chaser sort of thing, and I get when you're in the spotlight, you know, that comes with it, and you're Tiger Woods. But I felt bad for the guy that, you know, he's being wheeled out of there and you got a drone flying over there. You know, and everyone now has to wildly speculate about whether or not you were messed up or whether you just had an accident or not.
Well, Tiger gave me and many of us great sports joy.
Yes.
Over the years.
And he's not dead. It's just...
No, but I really, you know, your mind starts a-going.
Yeah.
You know,
at some point...
There's a couple things. One, it was 7:15 in the morning.
Yeah.
And that makes you worry that it's like, oh boy, you know, was it a night out? You know, because he just had his back surgery, and that was like the fifth time he's had back surgery.
Yeah.
Right. And unfortunately, he's been through this kind of stuff before. So it's like, ah, damn it. You know, hopefully that's not, you know, again, it's just all the stuff that goes through your head. We don't know anything.
Yeah.
It's just, you just worry, and I hope he's okay. Because, you know, that's sports greatness right there.
Sure. And at 45, right, yeah, and coming off that back surgery, and now we're hearing multiple leg injury surgery, you just wonder, you know, at what point does the body just give out? At what point can you no longer physically do this?
Yeah, I mean, then who knows? Who knows the severity of the injuries? You know, who knows what this did to his back?
Yeah.
I mean, he's got a horrible back.
And this is, so I was trying to find examples, because like I said, when I was flipping through, because you were like, well, what? As I said, I was disappointed in the coverage. So this is from CNN sports anchor Andy Scholes.
Okay.
When
I don't know who that is.
I don't either. But so this was, like I said, when I was flipping around and I was seeing people like quote tweeting stuff.
How much do you think they pay the CNN sports guy?
I don't know.
I never see a sports guy on CNN.
Well, he is there. And so their anchor asked him.
What's his name?
Andy Scholes. And so they asked him, what are your thoughts right now? And this was his quote. Before, again, this is right after it happened. No one knows anything. I mean, Brianna, I'm not stunned. I'm not entirely surprised by what we're seeing here. You know, Tiger in 2017 was found by police pulled over on the side of the road asleep in his car. He said that he had taken a lot of painkillers at the time, because we all know Tiger has undergone a lot of surgeries over the years and painkillers have become part of his life. That is such an irresponsible thing to say. Before you know anything, Guy had a car accident, and by the way, on a road where they are saying, you know, there's accidents here. And at 7:15 in the morning, and so that your first thing is to go on as the sports anchor and be like, yeah, not really surprised. You know, hey, you had a problem in 2017, so.
Yeah, there's a real difference between
being
a reporter going on and saying that, and then, you know, us out there going, well, I wonder if it's that.
Exactly.
You know, there's a real difference in that.
And, of course, now he's backtracking. He said, I'm sorry, it was delivered poorly. He said it was completely insensitive. He didn't mean to come out that way. And that's my point. At that point, you have no idea what condition he's in. You don't know if he's fighting for his life. And
well, that's
you go,
why,
and you go on CNN.
But why
and
is it even, like, eh. Why is he even on there? Like, he doesn't know anything.
No.
Nobody knows anything. What's it, what are they even talking to him about it for? Mm. Until they get information.
Yeah. I just thought, had that turned out to be a serious situation where he passes away, right? Your response to it as the CNN sports anchor is not surprised. Yeah, it's probably pills. Painkillers have become part of his life. Like, that's your response to it. It's, I don't know, it's ambulance chasing. Don't like it.
Well, it happens all the time, unfortunately.
Yeah.
So that's all we know right now.
Yes.
So, about Tiger.
You know, and someone else in response to this, because again, I was just following the threads. One of these, and by the way, that CNN guy wasn't the only one. There were multiple people that were going on about that.
I did see one of the Barstool things.
Yeah.
Because you piqued my interest as to what, you know, who was making jokes about Tiger.
Yes.
Which I just, I shouldn't be surprised.
I know, but
especially the Barstool.
You're making an Elon joke when a guy's.
I didn't see any Elon jokes, but I did see one of the Barstool guys say something about the LA Police Department statement was in green and yellow.
Yeah.
And he was making, I don't know if it was a joke or what, but he was saying, did they do that on purpose because of the Masters? And a lot of people were getting on him about that. Like, what dude, what is this?
Yeah.
But I don't know. I'm not a huge Barstool guy. I don't really get their bits, but I saw that. And then I did see the guy who said it was a hoax.
He explained himself.
What was the hoax thing?
So apparently, I didn't know this, but apparently on the internet, there's been a trend of popular athletes getting into car accidents with two broken legs, and they've all been hoaxes. So when he sees those headlines, he goes, oh, it's a hoax, even though this one was real. And he actually found, if you go to his Twitter, he found pictures of all of those fake headlines, and he just posted them all as like, it's a thing.
That is a thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Apparently.
All right.
I've never seen it, but, you know. He said, if anyone's been on the internet for a long enough time, you've seen it. And I was like, well, I've been on the internet my whole life. I've never seen it. But
I had not seen it. I just was in, like,
go
I said,
UKFC. He's also anti-Semitic, so I hate him.
Yeah, I saw him him just saying that he was taking it down, and I was surprised. I was like, because they don't apologize for crap.
Wait, he's an anti-Semite, and everybody knows this, and he's just.
Yeah, he said.
Yeah, he's openly said he hates Jews.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's just allowed to, and that's okay? Or
yeah, he's a big
deal. We don't care about that?
He's one of the OG members there, so yep. He's like protected, I guess.
Boy, that Barstool is really something.
It is. It's a cult following, and it's huge. Their supporters love it. It's that kind of the anti-PC thing.
All right. Well, I don't have anything else on Tiger.
No, I was going to say the one thing, it was in response to one of these, you know, reports. And again, it was a national writer. Forget who it was. One of the national writers. It was the photo of him playing with his kid. Remember they did that pro-am thing, and he was playing with Charlie.
Yeah.
And they were all dressed up together.
Loved that.
And it was like a 45 to a minute clip of that. And he said something to the effect of, everyone right now, you know, wildly speculating and talking about this and the cause of it. He goes, I don't give a damn. He goes, this is all I think about, and I hope one day that he's able to do this again. It was just him being a dad playing with his kid. And I just thought it was, there was bigger things going on today.
Well, yeah. That's really all it is, right?
Yeah.
Just hope he's okay. And
you get a guy like Tiger, and maybe this made me think of that with the Britney Spears thing. It was like fresh in my mind. Like, I understand that when you're a celebrity, you're not going to get a lot of sympathy, right? Tiger Woods is worth, God, whatever it is, hundreds of millions of dollars. Same thing with Britney Spears. And that comes with it. If you don't want the limelight, you know, don't be famous. Give it up. You can walk away from it. So I understand that aspect of it, but there are times, especially when, you know, whether you're talking about Britney's breakdown or, you know, Tiger Woods problems, there are times when you just take a step back and you're like, at the end of the day, it's a human being, right? It's a human being. And sometimes and by sometimes I mean most of the time, when it comes to the headline coverage, you forget that. At the end of the day, it was a really, really scary thing. I don't know if you've ever been in a rollover crash. I have. Scariest thing I've ever been in my life. And I wasn't even really hurt. You know, bumps and bruises, some cuts, and, you know, a little trip to the hospital. That guy is getting put on a gurney and telling him that he has to have surgery, and I'm sure you're thinking about your kids and all that. And like I said, meanwhile, you know, everyone's trying to get a photo of him getting taken to the hospital. Everyone's trying to get a drone out there and then speculating. And, oh, it's the end of the day, just a modicum of grace for the fact that he may be famous, but he's still a person and he's a dad.
The other thing, did you think about Cobes?
Yeah. Yeah.
First thing I thought was, oh my God.
Yeah.
Like Kobe Bryant and Tiger Woods, like within 5 miles of each other.
Yeah. It's pretty spooky.
Come on, man. Well, we'll keep you posted as new stuff comes out. Up next, our poll question. It is not NFL. It's NBA. I forgot. I thought it was NFL, but it's not.
No.
It's an NBA poll question today.
All right.
Running a little behind because of the Tiger talk, but we'll get back on track with the NBA poll question next on The Fan.
Prime time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
All right, let's get our poll question in. As always, it is brought to you by AAA Heating and Cooling, family business helping families for over 50 years, AAAIAQ.com. It's on our website, 1080thefan.com. Today, we are asking you, because it seems the Nets have gotten it together, who wins the NBA title when it's all said and done?
Yeah, the Lakers looking quite vulnerable right now. Of course, the...
Yeah, but they always do this.
Yeah, ESPN has spent the last, three games talking about what these three losses mean for LeBron's legacy.
Wait, are you serious?
Oh, there has been a real demise of the Lakers, and then when they were waving Quinn Cook. And so, again, we're like, what does this mean? And they're breaking up the team already.
Do you remember when watching SportsCenter was fun?
Yeah, I remember that.
I do.
I miss that.
Yeah, Dan Patrick and Keith Olbermann.
I like the Van Pelt.
That was even before my time.
Van Pelt, the late SportsCenter, that's okay. That's the only one that I watch.
It's because he's from an old age where he actually cares about highlights.
Yes.
Yeah. What about our boy Neil Everett?
I don't see...
Is he on there? The LA one?
Yeah. The only one that I ever see is the Scott Van Pelt
one. I was always a big Kenny Mayne fan.
Yep. Kenny Mayne was great. It's just, I'm sure ESPN's still a big deal, SportsCenter, but for me, it's completely off my radar outside of that.
Well, we do this every year. It amazes me that we continue to fall for this, but we get halfway through the season and we write teams off,
yeah,
particularly teams involving LeBron James.
Sure.
Which, if you've learned anything over the last 10, 15 years,
don't write that guy off.
Never write him off, ever.
Yeah.
And I mean ever, Jace.
But it's like three games.
Well, the Nets look pretty good though.
The Nets do look good.
And they don't even have Durant.
And that's fine. Like you can talk about the Nets and there's no reason to not think that the Nets are going to come out of the East. I'm just saying it's a week, maybe 10 days ago, right? Like universally it was Lakers are the best team in the NBA. We had Quick on here maybe 2 weeks ago and he goes, look, I don't even think it's close. And here we are after three losses without Anthony Davis, by the way. And people are like, well, LA look, and you know, the Jazz are playing well. And it's like, they're looking vulnerable. Are they? They just lost a top five or six player in the league and he's out for a while and they've lost three games. And now this is LeBron can't hit a free throw. And so we're freaking out. Come on.
They lost to Washington.
Yeah, who's won like five in a row.
Yeah, they're playing better.
Yeah, go Wizards.
Got the Blazers, and then they went out and beat the Lakers.
Yeah, got the Lakers.
So on the poll question, which team will win the NBA title when it's all said and done? You have Lakers, Clippers, Bucks, Nets, Jazz, Blazers, Sixers.
I'm still betting on...
And then you have a basketball team not listed above.
Ooh, the Harlem Globetrotters. Give me Lakers and Nets in the finals.
Yeah. Yeah. That's probably a pretty safe play.
And
Blazers.
I kind of think that if the Nets continue to kind of get this going
great series that would be.
And Durant is healthy. And I just want to see everyone healthy, right? Like, give me Anthony Davis and LeBron healthy against that Nets squad healthy and sign me up
for it.
I'm all about it.
With LeBron James, Anthony Davis,
yeah,
Kevin Durant, James Harden, Kyrie Irving, Alex Caruso.
I mean, the big six.
Come on.
You can't get much better than
no,
that.
No, you cannot.
Sign me.
So you go Lakers, Clippers.
Lakers.
Or I mean Lakers Nets. Yeah.
Yeah.
Nobody has any faith in the Clips.
Well, no one
Isn't
has
that interesting.
No one has any faith in the Yaz, but a lot of the national talking heads are starting to kind of begrudgingly be like, look, not a lot of weaknesses here. I'm hearing some comps maybe to those old Spurs teams. Although there's, you know,
oh, that's good.
Yeah, there's no Timmy Duncan in there, but you know, this would be if you're saying they don't have a true star, even though Gobert and Mitchell are both really good players, you wouldn't say stars.
I would say Mitchell is borderline at a star level right now.
You're getting there.
He's really good.
But this would kind of be a little bit in the Pistons, maybe Mavericks mold. If you want to do that, although the Mavericks had a legit star in Dirk.
It's and more Pistons than
it would be more Pistons. See, as then you had Ben Wallace, defensive stopper, and then you had good players in Hamilton and Billups.
Isn't that also kind of overreacting in the middle of the season too?
Yes. 100%.
To be giving the Jazz that kind of a comp.
100%.
Sure. Yeah.
100%. But I mean at some point, I mean they are 25-6 and they just keep doing it. So I understand why people are looking at Utah, and everyone's been pretty dismissive. But again, just I'm talking national talking heads. Seemingly over the last 10 games or so, there has been a begrudging outside of Shaq, who continues to just poo all over him. There has been a begrudging. Seems pretty good without there's not a lot of weaknesses.
We just talked for 30 minutes about the overbearing Tiger Woods coverage.
Yeah.
It's the same with, you know, midseason NBA coverage or any sport.
Sure.
It doesn't sell to say wait and see.
Yeah.
A lot can change. That doesn't sell. You have to have hot takes now.
Yeah.
So all of it, none of it matters. But it is interesting that the Nets are getting it together. And boy, how you stop them late in a game, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Are you going to double someone?
I guess you just try to outscore them.
Right? I mean, it's just, but I don't know what you do.
They're
and
awesome.
They're starting to play some semblance of defense.
And they don't even have Durant.
The defensive metrics are ticking up a little bit where they're starting to figure it out just a scooch. And the way they play offense, it's flat out scary. And by the way, you saw this last night. I think they've won 12 of 13 or 13 of 14 now. The Suns, and I get it. Portland played a crappy game, but you know,
Suns are good.
Yeah, Suns are a fun little team.
That was honestly the first time I watched them this year. DeAndre Ayton has grown leaps and bounds because I remember him his first year was god awful.
Yeah,
and now he's a force.
I think Chris Paul does a lot for them, even though he only had 2 points last night.
Yeah,
but I think Monty Williams is a really, 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 really underrated NBA coach. And he used to be, of course, an assistant with the Blazers. And so we saw him up close here. And then he went on, I want to say maybe New Orleans.
He was in New Orleans. Because remember, they got to the playoffs, right? But I still think they canned him anyways.
Yeah, I feel like he got a bad rap down there. But I think he's really good. And they have some talent now. Then, of course, what do you say about Booker? So, yeah, they're good, too. It's just that it kind of looks like the West is a little... I don't know, right now the West looks kind of thin, like thinner than it has been in years, right? Because Clippers, Lakers, stalwarts.
Yeah.
But then the Jazz, you're like, okay, well, keep it up. And then it's Phoenix and Portland.
Yeah. But I'll tell you what.
But Denver is lurking. Dallas is lurking. The Spurs are playing well.
Denver hasn't played that well this year.
No.
Dallas hasn't played that well this year. People thought the Grizzlies were going to be good again. They haven't.
New Orleans.
People thought
stinks.
New Orleans. They haven't been good.
There's just a lot of teams that are kind of 500. It's just a weird COVID year.
It's the Lakers and Clippers, and then the Jazz have forced themselves into that conversation. And then, look, there's a big gap, right, between those three and everyone else. I'm just saying, if you told me right now that you could get Portland and Phoenix in a series in the first round, sign me up. I'd take that. I'd love to watch that.
Mm.
That'd be fun.
Yeah, it'd be a fun series. I think Phoenix is a fun team to watch. Now, hopefully it won't go the way it did last night. How about you? I turned it off, let's just say right at halftime. Well,
I turned it off middle of the third quarter. You could tell. It was
right
like,
now, they would be.
Yeah, they're not coming back.
You totally could. I turned it off as well. It was like, oh, my God.
I was right waiting for them to get within 10 again, and they never did. Well, and I was like, all right.
And they didn't. They
rush
people.
At the end of the third quarter was like, oh, my God. Did they score like 10 points in 10 seconds?
Well, that was at the end of the second quarter going into the half.
No, it was. Well, I didn't see that. At the end of the third,
yeah.
it was like 18 point. And I was like, oh, okay, can they make it? And then all of a sudden, the third quarter ended, and they were down 29.
Yeah, Phoenix hit two buckets right at the end of the half. And then there was like 2 seconds left, and the Blazers threw it out of bounds. Phoenix got it back and hit another one, and then it was 29 at the half, and you're like, eh.
Yeah. No, it was 29 at the end of the third.
I think it was 29 at the half.
Was it?
Yeah.
It was like 101-70. No, it was 100-71 at the end of the third.
No, I think that was at the half.
No, but
I'll look it up.
You might be right. I don't think so. I don't think they had 100 at half. Anyway, it would be the Suns and Blazers right now if the playoffs started in the way too early speculation that we just lamented.
Mm-hmm.
That's your 4-5 matchup there.
And again, all Phoenix, I'm saying is if that was, I would be glad.
Well, I would want the Blazers to play somebody that they could beat, namely like San Antonio. or
I was thinking merely for,
you think they beat the Warriors in a playoff series?
Entertainment purposes.
They got the one. They're going to be, yeah, that's the thing about Portland is they're going to have to jump into that top four to get a winnable playoff series.
Yeah.
Although if they get healthy, that changes things, but
well, and they,
if they don't get into the top four, they're going to be playing Phoenix, Lakers, or Clippers, you know?
Yeah. Well, but again, this will be a different team.
Hopefully
this will be a different team when CJ and Nurk come back.
Okay. Damian Lillard is doing some stuff that we have never seen before. That next on The Fan.